Wasn't that good? Acceptable, that's in that what? Acceptable will of God. And then there's the perfect. Then there's what? The perfect. Then there's the perfect will of God. That's what you want to be in. Where he makes the decision and you do the obeying. Perfect will. You say it, that's what I'll do. But when we want to remember real quick, remember when God told Israel, I'm your king. Oh, no, we want to be like the rest of the folk. We want a king that we can. He's okay. Can you imagine what that did to the Lord? I mean, all the things he had done, how faithful he was to feed them, clothe them, keep them, protect them, and just go on and on. But no, they got around the other folks, other heathen nation. We want a king like them. Boy, they got him, didn't want him. And normally what happens to people, they think they want something, they get it, say, oh my God, don't want that. Perfect will of God. Listen, we're talking about living in the realm of the supernatural. Listen to this. God is a spirit. Who is God?
Spirit.
John 4:24. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must do what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. Now watch it now. God is a spirit. And if I'm going to contact God, I got to be a spirit. And First Peter, so since man was separated from God, now watch it. Since man was separated from God, God created. We know what Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man. But when Adam sinned, he was separated from God. He did not cease to be a spirit, but he ceased to have life in his spirit. Come on. He did not cease to be a spirit, but he ceased to have life in his spirit. The life of God departed. Anytime you're separated from God, you're dead. God is the only living God. He's the only true and living God. Anything else is a God separated from God is dead. It may be moving around, but it doesn't have life. It has trouble. And he called the devil. And Adam was separated from God. Adam was what? Separated. So he didn't cease to be a spirit. He ceased to be a live spirit. And so God said in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, because he had to bring man back. Being what? Born again, not of a corruptible seed, but what kind? Incorruptible, which is what? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible, which by the word of God, letting you know that God himself begotten man made him alive. Therefore, if any man be where in Christ, he is a new creature. He been made alive unto God, which liveth, listen now, which liveth and abideth how long? Forever. I want you to see this. See, you've been joined to God. Now you're alive. You need to learn how to live in that realm. You're born again. You don't live like the devil. You don't live like you did when you got saved. This is why you go to the word, because you become a new creature. You got to learn how to live in this realm. I am a son. I am a daughter. I am children. We are, should I say, we are children of God.
Yes.
How is God? Is God sick? God broke? God confused?
No, sir.
Is he all disturbed and say, how am I going to make tomorrow work? What am I going to do today, Jesus? What are we going to do? And so none of those words should ever come out of your mouth. I already know what I'm going to do. She just got through reading the scripture. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Just because a problem showed up and the doctor said this and the doctor said that, what you going to do? Are you going to whine and cry? Are you going to declare the word of God? She will live and not die. Now how you going to say that? Listen to me. She will live and not die. That's how you do it. I'm not looking at the circumstance. I'm looking over into another realm. I'm seeing in another realm. I'm looking in another realm. I'm believing what God has said. Woo, glory to God. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what happened. I believe the word of God first. Amen. I act on and receive the word first. Then feeling has to come on later. Jesus. But while feeling, making up your mind, I'm going to live. Yes, sir. I'm going to keep living because feeling may take a while to come on. But I'm going to keep living while feeling, making up in mind what it's going to do. Well, I already made up my mind that I'm going to live in the glory of God. I'm going to live in the power of God. I've been born of God. I've been raised up in Christ Jesus. I got a new nature. I'm a new man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a citizen of heaven. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives in the body forever. God told me what happened in the beginning, John 1:1. In the beginning was the word with God, and the word. And verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh. And the word was made flesh. And who are we? We are living in the flesh. In other words, he said the word came in the flesh and made things right for you and me. The word was made flesh. The word came in the flesh. Now watch what he did. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now watch what happened. What did he do? He dwelt among us. And we beheld. I don't know why you're doing all this stuff. And we beheld what? And we beheld his glory. We're talking about spiritual thing now. We beheld. Stay with me now so you can get this in your spirit. We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. We beheld the glory. Glory. What is glory? Have you ever known anybody? Have you ever known anything that you know of ever killed the glory? When the glory of God shows up, whatever else is put to silence. Just let the glory of God show up strong enough. It'll call people to lay out like a dummy for hours and days. You don't believe? You don't think I'm telling the truth? Go ask Ezekiel. He said, I was like a dead man, dumb man, just laying the glory. Why? You asked them when they dedicated the temple of Solomon, what happened? The glory of God showed up, and the priest couldn't say nothing. They stood. They shut them up. The glory.